All right, very early on today, we're going to get on with this thing because we got a lot of people here, and this is the time to do it. Corby has the wireless. He's walking around looking for hot handlers.
Well, see, don't minimize this, Mike.
I'm not.
Yeah, you really are.
I am not.
I came up with a wonderful concept.
That's what you said your mission is.
Yeah, but let's not demean the women in the process. Let's make this a classy event where we literally try to pick. Hey, there's Charles Haley.
That'll be a first.
Hi, Chuck. How are you? Thanks for talking.
Chuck.
Does he go by Chuck?
No.
Did I call him Chuck?
No.
He's Charles.
No. Well,
thanks,
that's
buddy.
That's not my problem. People that are Charles should also go by Chuck. There's Marty.
Still call him Buddy.
There's Marty. She's not really a handler.
No, she's a producer.
Yeah. You want to talk? All right.
Well, you know what happens when we talk to her.
I know. So you want to play the over-under game of how long will it take Marty to reference sports?
I will say 20 seconds.
Now, Marty is a producer for, what is it?
For
something in Denver, right?
No, San Diego.
Oh, same thing.
You'll say what? 20 seconds?
Yeah.
Now, she's very attractive. And she always wears very revealing outfits out here. Very top-heavy.
Yes, Mike. Very juggy.
Yes. Now she's editing something. She works hard, too.
She is so into her gig, it's not even funny.
Okay, so you think 20 seconds?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Marty. Marty, I see you. Are you on the air? You are? Oh, sorry. God. Oh, she's working, literally. Sorry, Marty.
She's very no-nonsense about
it. Boy, I got punted, like, to left field. It was horrible.
You're quite disruptive, Corby.
Yeah, I know. I feel that I'm sometimes a nuisance to these people. But I also feel like...
Snake.
You know, you're here, everybody's having fun. It's
not everybody's having fun. A lot of people are working, like her.
All right. Well, let's go down here and see if we can find some of Radio Row's hottest handlers.
Yes. Now, we probably should describe what a handler does.
A handler, so there are guests all over the place.
Right.
I mean, we have people left and right walking around here trying to plug events. Trying to plug events, trying to plug movies,
books,
music, books.
Whatever they've got.
Everything. And they all have a handler. They all have people walking them around, which I really can't figure out why that's so necessary, but...
Well, they got to make sure they wind up on the right shows because they have it all set up beforehand. And
right.
The handler's job is to get them to the right show. Now, the handler is quite often a reasonably attractive woman.
Right.
Which makes the whole thing a little bit more palatable for everybody.
Yes, no doubt. Well, a little softer on... okay, let's talk to this woman right over here. This blonde.
Okay.
Here, look out.
All right, we've got a... She is really blonde, and she's wearing all black.
Yes.
Which is probably the way she likes her men.
What?
Hi, madam. How are you?
How are you? Good. Thanks.
Good. My name's Corby. I'm walking around here. I'm from Dallas. There's my partner over there. His name's Mike. Not sexual, but in the radio way. What's your name?
Sexual,
Alicia
too.
Kramer.
What is it?
Alicia Kramer.
Alicia, now, what are you promoting? Who are you handling?
Jerry Kramer, he's my father. He played in the first Super Bowl.
What?
Oh, wow.
Yes, the great Jerry Kramer.
Ask him about the Norm fart.
Okay. Now, you've been nominated. We're still in the vetting process of fleshing this out, but you've been nominated as one of Radio Row's hottest handlers. How does this make you feel?
A little uncomfortable.
As it should.
No, it's thank you, I guess. Thank
Very
you.
Flattering, right?
It is. I don't know what to say.
Well, just say thank you.
Thank you very much.
Be proud of the way you've handled and comported yourself throughout the Super Bowl process because we've been watching you.
Oh, well, thank you very much. That's flattering. Really.
Yes, class act. Now, I'm going to give you, I know that your dad's right here. Your dad was actually on with one of our shows, okay, on the ticket, not this year, but last year at the Super Bowl. And a guy named Norm Hitzkus was on with your, he was interviewing your father. There was an incident. I'm going to have you listen to it, okay, and so you tell me what you hear, all right?
Let us know when you're ready.
Yeah.
All right, Corby's taking the headset off. She's putting it on. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the headset is on, so you go ahead and play it.
Okay, go ahead.
At this Super Bowl, it's supposed to be cold, okay? Not cold like those games, okay? But they've handed out, we got in our little media pack, these little things you put in your shoes that heat your feet? What?
I have no idea. I have no idea. I have no idea.
Feet?
What are you asking me?
You can't identify that sound?
The feet sound?
Yeah, kind of.
Yes?
What is that sound?
I don't know. I don't know
feet?
What you're asking. What are we asking? What are you guys asking me? Are you guys harassing me?
No.
No, we're not. We're having fun here, no.
What are you asking me?
Okay, explain it,
Corby. All right, when you hear him say feet, there's another sound going on.
Right. It sounds like a fart.
That's
what my 3-year-old would say, toot.
That's what we're driving at.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, so what happened was is that Norm, there was a microphone next to Norm, and Norm let fly while he was talking to your dad.
That's normal with the guys in the locker room, from what I hear. And so Dad probably never batted an eye.
He laughed.
I think your dad laughed.
He thought it was funny.
Well, us Kramer kids do have bathroom jokes, and that's how we roll. I'm not going to lie. I mean, even Dad's daughter, I'm privy to the locker room conversations, and we do crop dust each other every once in a while.
So, all right.
You know, it's family.
Yeah, sure.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Okay, hand me that headset. You never thought that something like that would happen here, did you?
At Super Bowl, right. Of all places, Media Row, and I would be talking about farts today.
Oh, you're awesome.
Yeah, you're probably awesome. Going to be on a promo on our station now, too.
Yeah, probably so. Thank you. Be good.
God, all right.
That was great.
Daughter of Jerry Kramer.
How awesome to run into her. It sounds like a fart.
Yeah, she goes a fart.
Feet.
Like, who are these two old broads over here?
Right here in the purple.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they're purple. Just handy. I don't know.
Boy, this looks right up your alley, too, Mike. Looks to be late 40s, early 50s. She's got a day pass on. Let's see. Looks like she's shopping too, madam. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. What's your name?
Kim.
Kim, now who are you here with?
I'm here with this lady right here.
Okay. Who are you with?
I'm with Jim Stuckey, Super Bowl, 2-time Super Bowl winner from the San Francisco 49ers.
Oh, what's Jim promoting?
Jim is with Nutrisystem. He's lost 55 pounds, and he is really the guy who got Dan Marino started at Nutrisystem.
Really? He does look very ripped.
Does he? This is him, and he is buff.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah, he does, huh? It's like... He's lost 55 pounds and about 10 years in his looks, right?
Totally, totally. Now, are you a Nutrisystem gal?
I am. I'm the Nutrisystem celebrity gal.
You are, okay. And so have you been on the program, too, at some point?
I have. I've lost 23 pounds.
Really?
Yep, and it works. It's great nutrition. The foods are good. It's easy.
Wow, well, good for you. That's very impressive.
Has it looked with men?
Now, I'm with the Ticket radio station in Dallas.
Okay, cool.
I've never done Nutrisystem before.
I don't think you need it. You look pretty svelte yourself.
Well, thank you. I wasn't going to say anything myself, but...
But you know what? We've got great product. If you want to do protein shake, we have the best that there are.
Oh, I make a good protein shake, too.
You do? Don't you love it? Makes you feel good all day.
Okay.
Yeah. Ugh. Well, hey, it's nice talking to you.
Thank you.
Aw, skeet, skeet.
Jeez. God.
Look, we were all thinking it.
How did she take that?
I don't know.
Gross. Hey, I make a pretty mean protein shake myself. Hey, okay.
That's so stupid.
I gotta tell you, what about my protein shakes?
Yeah, take a sip of this one. Hey.
Yeah.
So,
Ron and Don.
Oh God, that was so bad.
I'll tell you a thing or two about protein shakes, baby.
Snake.
Yeah. Then we get some lesbos in here.
You're not a lesbo, are you?
Okay, that was funny. That was funny. That was good. She wasn't part of our radio or hottest handlers, though.
No?
No. She really wasn't. I didn't really know how to break the news to her.
What about her friend?
No.
Her friend was okay. Her friend was okay. Hello, madam. I see you're looking my way. Do you have a question?
No, I was just like, who are you? What are you doing here?
I'm with the Ticket radio station in Dallas. You familiar with Dallas?
I am familiar with Dallas. I'm actually going to be in Dallas a week from Monday.
Where are you stripping?
going to see a friend of mine that used to be an ex-cowboy.
Who's that? Wait a minute. That used to be an ex-cowboy, so is he now a cowboy again?
Well, no, but he still is a cowboy fan, per se, but he works in this industry. Very good friend, dear friend of mine, who's actually in the building as we speak.
What's his name?
I can't say.
Charles Haley.
No, I can give you his initials.
Okay.
If you guess, then I'll admit it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, M.I.
Michael Irvin.
You got it.
That was
easy. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't take me long to figure that one out. So, you're going to visit Michael.
Actually, I have a radio show that promotes athletes and their charities and what they do off the field. And Michael has been a friend of mine for 20 years. So, if I get to see
him. He ever hit on you?
Never, never.
Come on, you're an attractive lady. Surely at one point it's happened.
Michael's like my little brother. Or is he my big brother?
I think he's your big brother. He looks older than you.
He's my big brother. I think he's my big brother.
Where are you from?
I am from Miami, Florida.
What's your name?
I am Beth Silverberg from thesportsgirls.com.
Thesportsgirls.com. So that's your radio show.
It is.
And you do it with other girls?
I do.
Are they here?
Yes, they are.
Tell her about the sports girls show we had on the air.
Yeah,
we had
a sports girls show on our station that didn't go well. They called it Nacho.
They called it Nacho?
Yeah.
Nacho girl? Tripping?
Nacho man. How's that?
Yeah, that's better. That's better. So do you guys focus on the local fair in Miami, or you do this big national show?
It's nationwide. Podcast One Radio Network. It was on Podcast One. We're actually looking right now at moving it to Yahoo Sports. But it takes the athletes and what they're like as a person. And it takes what all the charity, the positive things they do for their community. And so the fans can interact and see the athlete from a human side, from a human perspective, versus just what they do on the field.
Oh, God.
Okay. Man. That's that sounded almost rehearsed.
Not at all. Absolutely not at all. That just totally on a whim.
You having a good time out here in old SF?
I am having a wonderful time. Who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl this year?
Who cares?
I cannot believe you just asked me that.
What year
Look,
is
I am so hungover right now that I can barely even see straight. All right? I'm not going to lie.
Ask her who's playing.
Are you a tequila or a vodka guy?
I just was everything last night, and I don't feel good, and I don't feel good about myself either. Do I look okay? Am I presenting myself well?
You look absolutely fabulous. You look absolutely fabulous. But hopefully I will see you later at one of the parties, and I'll call you out on it, and I'll see if you remember the sports girls, and I'm going to be like...
Oh, I'll never forget the sports girls.
Oh,
from The Ticket in Dallas.
Right, right.
No.
All right, Sugar, thank you.
Have a protein shake.
Yeah. Enjoy my protein. All right.
That's enough.
All right.
We're off
there's
a great start.
There's Wireless Junior.
Yeah.
Hey, Scotty.
We'll have to see if his old man's better than he is.
The Musers need to adopt that character.
What?
Wireless Junior.
Yeah.